Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, March 26, 2023, Romans.
All right, as we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name, and therefore the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. We are studying the great parenthesis, verses 13 to 17 in Romans chapter 5, and in that great parenthesis, the contrasting parallelism between the first Adam and the last Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ. We are now at verse 17, which starts out and says, "For if by one man's offense," and this is the postpositive conjunction gar with the conditional particle ae plus the dative singular of paroptima, once again with the definite article, plus the genitive singular of the numeral hais with the definite article. The postpositive conjunction gar, once again, is an explanatory gar. The Apostle Paul is explaining this contrastive parallelism still, as we continue in verse 17, correctly translated for. And then the conditional particle AE plus the indicative. AE plus the indicative introduces a first-class condition. It's AE plus the indicative of basileo. So if by the sin of the one man, Adam, spiritual death reigned through that one first-class condition, and it did. Spiritual death reigns over the entire human race. And then paroptima, which we've had before now several times, again means transgression or sin. Dative case is the dative of means, by means of the sin, by means of Adam's original sin. And then the numeral hais with a definite article is the one. The genitive case of the one man, Adam. So the corrected translation, "For if by means of the sin of the one man, Adam, death reigned by one." This is the nominative singular of thanatos with the definite article plus the aorist active indicative of basileo plus the prepositional phrase dia plus the genitive singular of hais with the definite article. Hathanatos. Definite article ha, thanatos, T-H-A-N-A-T-O-S, ha, thanatos. It literally is a word that means death. There are many different kinds of death. This is spiritual death, refers to spiritual death. And then the verb basileo. Looks like that in the Greek, that's B-A-S-I-L-E-U, long O, basileo. All right, a couple of things on basileo. First of all, literally it means the ruling of a king. That's its literal translation, the ruling of a king. Figuratively, it refers to spiritual death that rules like a king. Spiritual death that reigns like a king over mankind. Now the aorist tense is a culminative aorist. And I'll take you back to Dallas Theological Seminary and Greek and learning about the aorist tenses. And there is, if you emphasize in a past tense, aorist tense, beginning of the action, that's called an ingressive aorist. You're emphasizing the beginning of a past action. If you're looking at the whole thing from beginning to end, that's called a constative aorist. And most of the time in Koine Greek, you have a constative aorist. If you are looking at the end, the consummation, the culmination, that's a culminative aorist. And what we have here is the culminative aorist. Culminative aorist, emphasizing the culmination of Adam's sin, spiritual death, now rules as a king over all mankind. Active voice, spiritual death performs the action of the verb. The indicative is declarative. It's a dogmatic fact of the God-breathed scriptures. And then dia plus the genitive singular of the numeral hase, by means of, dia plus the genitive, by means of, dia plus the accusative, because of. This is dia plus the genitive, by means of the one. By means of the one, through the one, that is the first Adam. For if by means of the sin of the one man, Adam, spiritual death ruled as a king over all mankind, through the one, first class condition, and it does. This is reality. So, for if by means of the sin of the one man, Adam, spiritual death ruled as a king over all mankind, through the one, first class condition, and it does. One. Once the transgression of the one man, Adam, had occurred, his descendants, that's including you and me, his descendants, the entire human race became the subjects of spiritual death. Once the transgression of the one man, Adam, the first Adam, had occurred, his descendants, the entire human race, became the subjects of spiritual death. By the way, you ever been around people, they say, oh, you know, I've checked my tree and I go back to the Mayflower. My descendants came from the Mayflower, and they go on, and then I went back. Well, I know how to one-up them. I go back to Adam. Ha! Some of you don't want to check to see who your ancestors were. Mine was in prison for most of the time. Two. Spiritual death now rules over all mankind like a king. That's basileo. Spiritual death now rules over all mankind like a king. Three, at physical birth, Adam's original sin is imputed to the genetically formed sin nature, and we are all born in spiritual death. At the point of physical birth, Adam's original sin is imputed to the genetically formed sin nature, and we are all born in spiritual death. Physically alive, but spiritually dead. Therefore we need charisma, the grace gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. Three, At physical birth, Adam's original sin is imputed to the genetically formed sin nature, and we're all born in spiritual death. Four, we are born in servitude, in slavery. We are slaves to the sin nature as the ruler of human life, slaves to Satan as the ruler of this world. So at physical birth, we are born into slavery. Slaves to the sin nature as the ruler of human life, basileo. Slaves to Satan as the ruler of this world. Five. One man's transgression in the garden resulted in the justice of God condemning the human race with spiritual death. One man's transgression in the garden resulted in the justice of God condemning the human race with spiritual death. Six, the justice of God cannot make provision for sin in salvation until the justice of God, first of all, condemns sin. The justice of God cannot make provision for sin in salvation until the justice of God, first of all, condemns sin. Very important. Make sure you get point six down. The principle is, point seven, condemnation must precede justification, salvation. Condemnation must precede justification, salvation. Eight, spiritual death rules in the human race through the fall of Adam. So verse 17 says so far, for if by means of the sin of the one man, Adam, spiritual death ruled as a king over mankind through the one first class condition, and it does. Now the contrast in our contrastive parallelism. Much more they who receive abundance of grace. This is the dative singular polus with the adverb malon, which is the comparative of mala, plus the articular present active participle of the verb lambano, plus the accusative singular periseia, which this comes from the verb periseo, periseia with the definite article, plus the genitive singular of charis with the definite article. Now, polus means much with the comparative of mala, malon. Polus malon means much more to a much greater degree. Much more or to a much greater degree. And then the verb lambano. Looks like that in the Greek, L-A-M-B-A-N, long O, lambano. Now, in the active voice, lambano means to take in the hand, to take hold of, to grasp, to take into one's possession. But we don't have the active voice, we have the passive voice. In the passive voice, which is what we have, it means to receive. To receive, to get, to obtain. Now, very important, this is an articular participle. As soon as you see that, at least when I see it, the lights go on. Articular participle says that a participle can be a verb, an adjective, or a noun. Now it functions as a noun. Substantival, it's a noun. And you translate it, the ones who receive. The ones who receive, articular participle of lambano. And then periseia, which comes from periseo. Periseia looks like this. Looks like that in the Greek. P-E-R-I-S-S-E-I-A. Periseia. And a periseia means abundance. Abundance. Surplus. And what is an abundance of? Genitive singular of charis. C-H-A-R-I-S, grace. An abundance of grace. So the corrected translation, much more the ones who receive the abundance of grace. And then we have, and of the gift of righteousness. This is the conjunction chi plus the genitive singular of dorea with the definite article plus the genitive singular of dikaiosune with the definite article. The conjunction chi K-A-I. This is an ascensive chi. And the ascensive chi is translated even. Should be translated even. And then dorea. D long O-R-E-A. Dorea. Dorea is the Greek word for gift. It means gift. Bounty, and what is this? The gift of dikaiosune. Looks like that in the Greek, D-I-K-A-I-O-S-U-N, long E, dikaiosune. Righteousness. This has been a word used throughout the Epistle of Romans. And so this is righteousness. This is God's imputed righteousness. Now, corrected translation. Much more the ones who receive the abundance of grace, even the gift of righteousness, God's imputed righteousness. This has been what Paul has been teaching in Romans chapter 3, Romans chapter 4, and now he still brings it back in Romans chapter 5. Justification by faith. You're declared righteous by faith in Jesus Christ. At the moment of faith in Christ, God imputes His righteousness to you and declares you to be justified, vindicated. That establishes the grace pipeline. So being justified means now you're set up for periseia and periselwo, abundant grace blessings. Much more, the ones who receive the abundance of grace, even the gift of righteousness, God's imputed righteousness establishing the grace pipeline, shall reign in life by one. By one, Jesus Christ. So now this is looking at those who at some point in time, they go positive at God consciousness. When you go positive at God consciousness, God gets the gospel to you, the good news of the gospel. And through common grace, God the Holy Spirit makes that gospel clear so you understand it, gives you every opportunity at that point to believe in Jesus Christ. When you place your faith in Christ, God imputes to you His eternal life. He imputes to you His righteousness, establishes this phenomenal grace pipeline. And the objective there is to, so that He can pour out superabundantly greater grace blessing. So much more the ones who receive the abundance of grace, even the gift of righteousness, God's imputed righteousness establishing the grace pipeline, shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. This is the future active indicative of basileo plus the prepositional phrase en plus the dative singular of zoe plus the preposition dia with the genitive singular of the numeral hase with a definite article plus the genitive singular of Jesus Christos. We have again basileo repeated. Now, in the first clause, spiritual death, basileo, ruled as a king over all mankind. Now, in the second clause, the winner believer will rule, reign in life, greater grace blessings. So, basileo. So, first clause, basileo, spiritual death, rules as a king over all mankind. Second clause, the winner believers will basileo rule with reign in life and greater grace blessings. The future tense is a predictive future. It makes a simple statement that something will come to pass. The active voice, winner believers will reign with Jesus Christ, basileo, in the millennial kingdom. Turn over to Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20. Revelation 20, verse 6. Revelation 20, verse 6. Well, it says, Blessed is Makario, happinesses. Happinesses and holy are those who have part in the first resurrection. The second death has no power over them, but they will be priests of God and of Christ and will basileo with him for 1,000 years. Here's our word, basileo. And they will basileo, reign with him for 1,000 years. Revelation 20, verse 6. Turn to Revelation 2, 26. Revelation 2, 26. Revelation 2:26, we have the Hanakon. Articular participle of Nikao. There's the articles. Articular. Here's the participle of Nikao. N-I-K long O-N. Hanakon. You haven't, maybe in your, I don't know what you have in your translation, but you might have something, the one who overcomes. It's a stupid translation. It is Nikao, to be a winner, to be the victor, to be the winner. And so to the winner believer, Hanakon, to the winner believer, who does my will to the end, I will give authority over the nations. You will rule. Reign, basileo, over the nation with Jesus Christ in the millennial kingdom. So the active voice, winner believers will reign with Jesus Christ, basileo, in the millennial kingdom. Revelation 2:26, Revelation 20, verse 6. Indicative mood is declarative, emphasizing the reality and the certainty of winner believers reigning with Jesus Christ in the millennial kingdom. The preposition and plus the dative of zoe, in life, dia plus the genitive of the numeral hais with the definite article means by means of the one or through the one. And then we have the genitive of Jesus Christos. The genitive case is the genitive of apposition. The noun in the genitive is the same word as the word it stands related to. And therefore, the one is Jesus Christ. So, the corrected translation of verse 17. For if by means of the sin of the one man, Adam, spiritual death ruled as a king over mankind through the one, first class condition, and it does, much more the ones who received the abundance of grace, even the gift of righteousness, God's imputed righteousness establishing the grace pipeline, will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. One. The phrase, the abundance of grace, joined by the ascensive chi, translated even, with the gift of righteousness, means we are not to think of these as two distinct things. That phrase, the abundance of grace, joined by the ascensive chi, even with the gift of righteousness, means we are not to think of these as two distinct things. Two. Rather, this is the abundantly gracious gift of righteousness. This is one concept, not two distinct things. That rather, this is the abundantly gracious gift of righteousness. Now, this is what every one of you have. I hope it gets through to you. As royal family of God, you placed your faith in Jesus Christ. And you, this is what you have. The abundantly gracious gift of righteousness. Three, the abundance of God's grace is magnified by its enormous potential for grace blessings because of the gift of righteousness. The abundance of God's grace is magnified by its enormous potential for grace blessings because of the gift of righteousness. This is what you have, every one of you. So again, point three, the abundance of God's grace is magnified by its enormous potential for grace blessings because of the gift of righteousness. Four, the imputation of divine righteousness as salvation establishes the grace pipeline with the justice of God on one end and the imputed righteousness of God in the believer on the other end. And you are encapsulated in this by the integrity of God, and you have this grace pipeline. And God wants to say, He gave you that righteousness because He wants to send down that pipeline the most phenomenal blessings. 40 salvation blessings, logistical grace, blessing and support, keep you alive in the middle of the devil's world so that you could advance to maturity, fulfill the ultimate objective of the spiritual life, have virtue love brought to completion in your heart, because He wants to pour out on you greater grace blessings right here in the devil's world while you're here in time, and greater grace blessings awarded at the judgment seat of Christ for all eternity. This is the abundantly gracious gift of righteousness. Five. Justification means qualified for blessing. Justification means qualified for blessings. Six, justification precedes all other blessings from God. You are justified by faith in Christ. He imputed His righteousness to you. You're right, instantly encapsulated by the integrity of God. The justice of God is one end. The imputed righteousness is in you on the other end. And as you make good decisions in your life, and you're here, you have options. Every one of you all have options. You have options. You can live your life in Satan's cosmic system. And there are a lot of believers that that's what they do. Or you could have the option to live the unique spiritual life of the church age. You have options. You have a free will. You can make good decisions to live the spiritual life by the spiritual skill. You can make good decisions to fulfill the ultimate objective and have virtue love brought to completion in your heart. Personal love for God the Father. We're commanded, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength. And when you love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, that will motivate you to have impersonal love for all. Impersonal love for all. And occupation with Jesus Christ. And then down that grace pipeline, God sends greater grace blessings. Greater grace blessings right here in the devil's world. Greater grace blessings that will glorify God forever and ever and ever. In other words, here's the principle. Live your life in the light of eternity. Live your life in the light of eternity. We're just here, a vapor. The Bible calls us the vapor. I call you a fart. You're here today, you're gone tomorrow. Live your life in the light of eternity. We're going to spend eternity. Now, all of you, most of you, if not all of you, have placed your faith in Christ. You have eternal security. You're going to live with God forever and ever. Are you going to, in the eternal state, will God pour out at you at the judgment seat of Christ greater grace blessings that glorify Him forever and ever and ever? Or will you lose out on those things? Live your life in the light of eternity. We're here today, we're gone tomorrow. You got a free will. You have options. We all have options. To make good decisions or bad decisions. So justification precedes all other blessings from God. 7, the justice of God administers what the righteousness of God demands. The justice of God administers what the righteousness of God demands. 8, justification is God recognizing the imputation of His righteousness at the moment of faith in Christ. Justification is God recognizing the imputation of His righteousness at the moment of faith in Christ and the potential for the abundance of grace blessing. Grace blessings in time. Grace blessings for all eternity. So justification is God recognizing the imputation of His righteousness at the moment of faith in Christ and the potential for the abundance of grace blessings in time and for eternity. And I hope for every single one of you, there's no reason You're an enlightened congregation. I hope that each one of you, this will be reality for you forever and ever and ever. I pray for all of you that you will live your life in the light of eternity. You're here. You have options. It's up to you. You're free to believe in Christ. You're free to reject Him. You're free to believe in the Word of God and grow up in the grace and knowledge of Christ. You're free to live the spiritual life, or you're free to live in Satan's cosmic system. You won't lose your salvation by doing that. But boy, do you lose out. You lose out in greater grace blessings in time, and you lose out on greater grace blessings for all eternity. With our heads bowed. Father, we thank you, sir, for the privilege we've had this evening of assembling to hear the teaching of your word. Another day of growing up in the grace and knowledge of Christ. Sir, may God the Holy Spirit challenge each one of us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our own lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.